The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa
and Priscilla Ozwanza.
In the headlines, Acting Director of Information Service Department relieved of post. Asante Hine charges DBC to remain neutral and professional in discharge of duties. DC to conduct pilot voter registration in selected regions on Saturday. Maiden all-female firefighting squad inaugurated in Accra. And Brazilian prosecutors filed charges against former President Lula da Silva for money laundering. The news in detail. The acting director of the Information Service Department, Francis Quarton Arthur, has been relieved of his post. A statement signed by the Chief of Staff, Julius Debra, said the Ministry of Communications takes full responsibility of the Flagstaff House Communication Bureau. It, however, adds that Stan Dugby remains a staffer at the presidency. There has been an uproar nationwide following some grammatical errors contained in the 59th Independence Anniversary brochures. The acting director of ISD initially assumed responsibility, but the ISD staff protested, arguing that they had nothing to do with the printing of the brochures. It later emerged that the Communications Bureau of Flagstaff House did the printing. There is a general belief that the errors have caused the nation an international embarrassment. Since then, there have been calls on the ISD acting director to resign and the Communications Bureau of the Presidency restructured.
The Chief of Staff, Julius Debra, has entreated regional ministers to be committed to providing the necessary financial material and other support to make performance contracts operational and the performance management systems sustainable. Mr. Debra asked them to ensure that their leadership and management skills as well as competencies are put to test, saying it is an opportunity for them to demonstrate their ingenuity and innovation. Mr. Debra said this at the second signing of performance contracts between regional ministers and their regional coordinating directors in Accra. Here is a report by Naomi Comer.
The performance contract still signed between regional ministers and their coordinating directors is meant to be a tool to be used by various professionals and other stakeholders with diverse knowledge, skills, experiences and competencies at the regional and district levels. Mr. Debra called on all to ensure that success is achieved by sustaining the commitment and support of all officials influence the performance contract. He said government appreciates the numerous initiatives of the local government service towards decentralized and effective service delivery and will continue to provide the needed support to improve and sustain the country's development. The head of local government service, Dr. Callistus Mahama, said two critical issues facing the work of the regional coordinating directors is budgetary allocation to monitor government programs and resources which is to be dispersed to the various districts by the coordinating council, coupled with the absence of vehicles for the coordinating directors to undertake their monitoring activities. He said they need to be resourced adequately in order to work efficiently and effectively.
One of the things that we have been doing the workload, almost about seven of the regional coordinating councils, didn't have enough sub-level human resources to support the work of the regional coordinating directors. So realize that the regional coordinating director was in a bed. This is something I think the local one of the things that we also observe in general is the lack of resources attached to the contract that was signed between the district agencies and the coordinating directors. While at the regional level, number of factors were short-term of construction at the district level, we didn't observe such a phenomenon.
Dr. Mahama said the consolidated local government bill is before Parliament and prayed that a bill will be passed in order to serve the purpose for which it is intended.
That was Naomi Comer's report.
The Asante Hine Otumfuo Saitutu has urged staff of GBC to remain neutral, professional and independent in their work. He said Ghanaians still depend on the state broadcaster for factual and accurate reportage and should do well to protect such enviable record and image. The Asante Hine made the statement when management and staff of GBC's Garden City Radio, led by the acting director general of the corporation, Mrs. Francisca Ashito-Duntun, called on him at the Manchia Palace. Correspondent Thomas Nsumoje has filed this report.
The team was at the Manchia Palace to brief the Asante Hine on the intention by the GBC to establish Garden City Television, which has been on press transmission since the 7th of this month. The station has the porcupine as its logo. The visit was also used to introduce Samkwetia, the region director, to the Asante Hene. The Asante King said, "The idea to establish the station with emphasis on Asante man is in order as it will help showcase the rich culture and traditions of the Asantes as well as activities at the Menchia Palace and other traditional areas." Tunfo said to advise chiefs and other staff at the palace to always offer journalists from the state broadcaster a conducive environment to cover events at the palace. The Asante Region Director of GBC, Samkwetia, said the establishment of Garden City Television is in fulfillment of a pledge he made to promote the rich culture and traditions of Asante man. He said the official inauguration of the new television station is scheduled for May this year. The team that visited Menchia included the director of television, Mrs. Betty Apawopong, and the director of audit, Opoku Mensah.
That was Thomas Nsonweje's report.
The TV license team of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation has mounted one of its collection stands at the Ministry of Communication in Accra. It is to facilitate the payment of TV licenses by workers and the public at the ministries. Deputy Director of Finance of GBC and Head of the TV License Unit, Pastor Ebenezer Bochi, said the corporation has introduced an easy system for the payment of the TV license through the internet and mobile money platform. Ebenezer Ishen and Alpha Kankai have filed this report.
Since the reintroduction of the TV license in August last year, after the review of the rate by Parliament, GBC has instituted a number of mechanisms to make it easier for the public to make payment. One of such is the mounting of stands at designated areas where the collection team educates the public on their civic responsibility to pay TV license. The GBC Deputy Director of Finance and the Head of TV License Unit, Pastor Ebenezer Bochi, asked Ghanaians to take advantage of the designated collection points to pay their license.
TV license is coming as down as mobile money. Currently, about three of the mobile monies have been connected. We are only fine-tuning the thing to come down. So wherever you are, you can pay your TV license on your phone. We are there. In fact, if you use a short code, *718*28#, you can pay via MTN, Tigo Cash, Airtel. Now, we may have some few who might refuse to pay, and I know Ghanaians are law-abiding. It is a matter of time for people to understand and then see the change that TV license is bringing on their screens, and I think it shouldn't be a problem. But definitely, for those who may also refuse, the law is there, and the law has its own teeth to bite.
After public education on the need to pay TV license, a number of workers and visitors to the ministries paid their TV license.
That was a report by Ebenezer Ishen and Alpha Kakai.
The EC will begin a pilot voters registration this Saturday in some selected regions. This is to test registration kits before a major registration ahead of this year's election. The acting director of public affairs of the EC, Christian Osupare, said this on Behind the News.
Since the 2012-2014 general registration exercises, we have upgraded our software for the biometric registration kit, and we need to test the equipment before we go into the 2015 limited registration exercise. And that is the reason why we have selected some polling stations to in every region for testing the equipment. And we're asking people to come out in their numbers to participate in the pilot registration. So we'll be able to test the equipment to the fullest.
But so you have two polling stations in each region.
Yes.
What criteria were used for the selection?
Basically, the selection was done on the basis that we wanted equipment, one in an urban center, rather rural section or rural polling station. We selected the urban center because we think that the population in those places are quite high, as to we'll get the required numbers to be able to put pressure on the equipment. So we'll be able to test whether when we go out there to do registration, if the numbers are huge, the equipment will be able to stand the pressure. And we selected the polling stations because the fact is believed that because of the kind of jobs that people do, especially in farming communities, sometimes it is difficult for them to go through the fingerprint capturing. Once the devices have been upgraded, we want to see how the equipment will function in such community. And that is why we selected one from urban center and one from rural center.
But Mr. Parry, how would you determine that the rest of the kids which are not tested in this pilot project will actually function well? You are only using a few for this particular pilot project.
Yes, in a pilot, you don't need to test all the equipment. You just do some random sampling, and because the software will be the same on all the devices, if the 20 that we have selected function efficiently, it's an indication that when we go to the field during the main registration, the rest of them will function equally well.
So who qualifies to partake in this exercise?
It is open to everybody who is interested.
That was the Acting Director of Public Affairs of the EC, Christian Owusu-Parry.
The Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the MPP, Ishmael Ashite, says former Clotte colleague MP aspirant Ninoy Norte's decision to go independent is most unfortunate. Speaking on Behind the News, he said the decision is not in the best interest of Ninoy or the MPP. Mr. Ashite said he and other elders of the party are making frantic efforts to persuade the embattled MP aspirant to rescind the decision and rejoin his mother party.
We have a system that we work with as a political party, and I think Ninoy knows that very well. I don't know what is forming his decision to decide to go independent. I've not been able to talk to him, but I'm making all the necessary efforts, and I hope in the very shortest possible time I'll get him to talk to him and then bring it to his attention that it will not be in his interest and in the interest of the party to go as an independent candidate.
Well, but some have argued that your party leaders have not been fair to Ninoy as this decision to go independent. Do you think the earlier election should have been allowed to hold?
So it was the National Council that took the decision that the election should be once again go through, and they all agreed to go follow that direction. So I'm at loss now how it has come to that point that he's saying that the party has not been fair to him.
There were earlier reports of Ninoy going independent after he lost the election. Does it mean that you did not try to meet him to discuss the fallout of the elections?
Tensions were so high, I have been able to talk to the constituency chairperson. Even yesterday I met her, and I intend to get her particular and some other people to get him so that we can talk.
So you believe that he will rescind his decision of going independent?
I'll talk to him. He's a friend, and I respect him so much. He also do respect me.
That was Greater Accra Regional MPP Chairman Ishmael Ashite.
Government is to invest $840 million for the construction of 11 new modern markets in Greater Accra. The new markets will have capacity for over 25,000 sheds, which is more than 50% increase over the present 11,840 capacity in the metropolis. At a meeting between stakeholders and the AMA in Accra, the chief executive, Dr. Alfred Okovandakoy, said critics who say the project is overambitious should take a cue from the Millennium City Schools project. He said cabinet has given the approval and tender has been opened. Irabna Paha reports.
The 31st December Makola Salaga, Malamata, London, Tuesday, Makola number 2, City Corner and Convention Center, Malam, Kaneshi and Agogloshi Markets are the 11 markets to be constructed under the new Millennium Markets Project. The facilities will have clinics, daycare centers, offices, banking institutions to serve the needs of the over 25,000 traders to occupy the market. Under a public-private partnership with the AMA, Chief Executive Alfred Okovandapoy said the project is expected to begin by June this year.
Over the years, we have all talked about the fact that markets in Accra need a new face. That markets in Accra, the time has come for these markets to be redeveloped to fit the Millennium City status of Accra. We have also, as a city authorities, considered the need for these projects to happen. We have taken it through PPP arrangements. We have worked with the leadership of the various markets. We have been able to put designs to each one of the markets that we have mentioned. There are 11 projects. The traders have been given input into the development of the designs. We have also gone through the PPP arrangement with the Ministry of Finance. The project has gone to Cabinet, and we are going to ensure that each one of these markets will stand on fire at so that we will walk away from the events of our markets seeing fires and destroying properties and goods.
Dr. Van der Poel said though the project will be accompanied by some inconveniences to both traders and buyers as well as pedestrians, its overall benefits will not only improve on the economy, but give Accra a facelift to befit it as a capital.
Irabna Taha reporting.
The Ghana National Association of Poultry Farmers has called on government and the private sector to help change the dwindling fortunes of the industry. It said the growth of the industry would increase job opportunities and the incomes of poultry farmers and other stakeholders in the production value chain. Delivering a paper on an advocacy meeting in Accra, the managing director of AgriCare, William Awuku Ahiadome, asked government to invest 50 million cedis annually for 5 years with similar support from the private sector in order to change the destiny of the country in terms of job creation. George Ankra attended the meeting and has filed this report.
Mr. William Awuku Ahiadome could not understand why any policymaker would waste time in investing in the poultry industry, knowing too well that it is a vehicle for job creation, the provision of meat requirements, and a propeller of national development.
Europe and the countries that we compete continue to enjoy the lowest lending rate, 2%, in just 0.5%. Then we have the cheap and abundant grain in the whole Western world and Southern America. Corn today is on the US exchange, the New York exchange, around $219 per ton. The same thing, if you import it easy from there to that, it will get here around $270 per metric ton. About 65 to 70% of all consumption of broiler was imported. Today, it is far local production is less than 10% of what is consumed. But Ghana continues to get into the middle income band, and therefore income levels are rising. You could be seen into thinking that if the challenge of the poultry farmer or the poultry production value chain in itself is huge cost, then somebody is melting the others for it again.
The national chairman of the association, Victor Opong Ejay, expressed regret that though in 2014, President Mahama pledged 40% import substitution for the poultry farmers to revitalize the broiler project, the policy has not been implemented to date.
George Ankara reporting.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Acting Director of Information Service Department relieved of post. Asantehene charges GBC to remain neutral and professional in discharge of duties. EC to conduct pilot voter registration in selected regions on Saturday. Maiden all-female firefighting squad inaugurated in Accra. And Brazilian prosecutors filed charges against former President Lula da Silva for money laundering. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. An all-female firefighting squad and community fire prevention unit has been inaugurated in Accra. The squad, which is the first of its kind in Ghana, will help demystify the notion that firefighting is the preserve of men. The female fighting squad will be replicated across the country. The chief fire officer, Dr. Albert Brown-Gazy, at the inauguration, said there is the need to adopt a multi-sectoral approach towards firefighting so as to curtail needless fires. Priscilla Usuansa and Waraba Bamba have filed this report.
Barely 24 hours after the well-celebrated International Women's Day, Ghana has inaugurated an all-female firefighting squad, thus affirming the belief that the inclusion of women into national development can enhance positive change. The Chief Fire Officer, Dr. Albert Brongezi, said the female strength of the Ghana National Fire Service is 32%, and most of them are involved in administrative duties, hence the need to train them and bring more of them into mainstream firefighting.
32% of the whole entire workforce of the fire service comprised of women. They are performing various responsibilities. They handle the control room operations, telecommunication. Some are also in administration. Only few are in fire safety. But I realize that there is the need to demystify that perception that it's only men who have the reserve for firefighting. So gradually, we're trying to adopt measures of reducing the intent and the perception that it's only men who must have the exclusive reserve of firefighting. I think it's a way of getting them into mainstream activity of operational firefighting. And we're going to ensure that they get nurtured and develop into theirs. The equipment for firefighting is standardized. And whatever equipment that the men use is the same equipment that the women will use.
The Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nanaoye Lisa, who commended the service for the initiative, encouraged the 67 female squad to strive to be at par with the men. And
Priscilla Uswansan, Warababamba, filed that report. The West Africa Examinations Council has put in place watertight measures to stop the leakage of examination papers ahead of this year's WASI and DECE. The measures are part of recommendations by the committee set up by the council following last year's massive leakage of examination papers. The head of the National Office of WAEC, Very Reverend Dr. Samuel Olenu, expressed displeasure about the incident and promised that everything will be done to curb the canker. Brighton Trauma has more.
WAEC has for the past years been hit by examination paper leakages. Last year's incidents around the BCE examination is said to be one of the worst in the history of the council. This prompted the examination body to set up a committee to look into the issue. Two of the staff of WAEC have been sacked in relation to the leakage. The head of the National Office of WAEC, Most Reverend Samuel Olenu, said the committee's recommendations have informed the council's new security arrangement for examinations.
The committee that we set up internally also came up with recommendations, and we have used the recommendation to rearrange our security setup to ensure that what happened will not happen again. We have tried the setup in conducting last year's ABC and advanced examination. We used it for the November WAS, and we also used it for the private BEC. So far, they have worked very well.
Brighton Trauma filed that report.
The West African Examination Council has put in place watertight measures to stop the leakage of examination papers ahead of this year's WASI. First Lady Lordina Mahama has encouraged inmates of the Nsawam prison and other prisoners to agree to voluntary HIV and AIDS tests. This will enable them to know their status and prevent them from infecting others. Though the United Nations and WHO's guidelines do not allow compulsory testing for HIV and AIDS, Mrs. Lordina Mahama said early detection allows early treatment. The First Lady said this at Nsawam when she donated medical supplies and food items to inmates of the Nsawam Medium Security Prison. She is the first wife of a president to have visited the Nsawam prisons. Yvonne Atilego reports.
The visit of the First Ladies at the instance of the President John Mahama following an earlier visit to the prisons last year. She said the infirmary needed urgent medical supplies and equipment, hence the initiative to donate to the prisons. The items include gloves, syringes, theater beds, wheelchairs, among others. The donation, according to Mrs. Lodina Mahama, is to augment facilities there and also to improve the health conditions of the inmates, especially the female.
The president of Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV and AIDS, I would encourage that females consent to testing in order to know their status and to receive early treatment. The early detection and treatment of disease will prevent the newly admitted prisoner from infecting others, including prison staff. Prisoners must not lose their basic right to health care because of their imprisonment. They need proper medical care, and their living conditions should promote rather than destroy their good health. Government believes that universal access to health care is the right of every Ghanaian.
Yvonne Atiligo filed that report.
Meanwhile, government has released 50 million CDs for the construction of dormitories for remand prisoners at the Nsawam Medium Security Prison to ease congestion. The acting director general of prisons, Emmanuel Adjato, disclosed this when the first lady donated medical supplies to the Nsawam Medium Security Prison. President Mahama last year, during his visit to the Nsawam prison, pledged to construct extra dormitories for the prison. The release of the money is therefore in fulfillment of that pledge.
His Excellency had authorized the release of 50 million Ghana cedis for the construction of separate dormitories for remand prisoners to help ease the congestion and to ensure proper classification of prisoners. In addition to this, the service has benefited from the chance of the new vehicles that were presented to the security services recently by His Excellency the President of the Republic of Ghana. It is also gratifying to mention quantities of tuna fish donated by the Minister of Fisheries on behalf of government to prison inmates across the country. We are most grateful for this support, but like Oliver Twist, we will continue to ask for more.
The Acting Director General of Prisons, Emmanuel Adjato.
The National Blood Service has called on government to speed up the passage of the National Blood Policy Bill to back its activities. The chairman of the National Committee, Dr. Sylvia Boy, said the bill would ensure an effective and coordinated approach to the provision of safe and adequate blood products. She was speaking at the 2015 Blood Service Ghana's annual performance review in Accra.
The Ministry of Health has appealed to eye clinics and centers in the country to frequently open their doors to the public to receive free eye screening every quarterly, especially during the World Glaucoma Week celebrations. Also, people should register with the National Health Insurance Scheme, which covers the treatment of most eye diseases. This is to ensure the early screening and detection of eye diseases, especially severe ones like the primary open-angle glaucoma, which causes irreversible blindness in people. Minister of Health Alex Egbuefia made the appeal when he launched the 2016 World Glaucoma Week in Accra.
And on international front, Brazilian prosecutors are filing charges against former President Lula da Silva in a money laundering investigation. He denies any wrongdoing and says the charges are politically motivated. The accusations are part of a major corruption investigation at the state oil company Petrobras. Lula and his wife, Marisa Letitia, face questions over the alleged ownership of a seafront penthouse in the executive resort of Guarura.
Now to any news, the main points again. The acting director of the Information Service Department, Francis Kwatenasa, has been relieved of his post. A statement signed by the Chief of Staff, Julius Deborah, to the Ministry of Communications takes full responsibility of the Flagstaff House Communication Bureau. The Asantehene Otun Force 82 has charged staff of GBC to remain neutral, professional and independent in their work. He said Ghanaians still depend on the state broadcaster for factual and accurate reportage and should do well to protect such enviable record and image. The EC will begin a pilot voters registration this Saturday in some selected regions. This is to test the registration kits before a major registration ahead of this year's election. The acting director of public affairs of the EC, Christian Otupare, said this on Behind the News. An all-female firefighting squad and community fire prevention unit has been inaugurated in Accra. The squad, which is the first of its kind in Ghana, will help demystify the notion that firefighting is the preserve of men. The female fighting squad will be replicated across the country. And Brazilian prosecutors are filing charges against former President Lula da Silva in a money laundering investigation. He denies any wrongdoing and says the charges are politically motivated. The news was presented by Samuel Efa
and Priscilla Ouswansa in Accra.
Thank you.